44 past the hour here on the Good Day program. We're joined now by Dale Barnett, who is the leader of the nation's largest veterans organization, the American Legion. He's been a critic of the VA. He's been a champion of the VA. He is a West Point graduate, retired Army officer, veteran of Desert Storm. So let's get to the nitty-gritty here. I want to call you Mr. Barnett. What was your rank when you were...
I was a lieutenant colonel, but you can call me Dale.
All right, I'll call you Dale. I may call you Colonel Barnett as well. You deserve that.
Okay.
The American Legion has helped over the years to put together, basically, the Department of Veterans Affairs, the VA. And so there's so much scandals, so many problems with the VA. We need it, but how does it get fixed? And also, I think, Colonel Barnett, it's under the circumstances, it seems the service is really good some places and really bad other places. Why is that?
Well, I think you're so correct that it's a big organization, and many of the experiences of our veterans is very, very positive. However, we can find those horror stories abound throughout the country. Now, what we're trying to do is we're trying to look strategically at across the board, and we do this by going in with our visits in various VAs, and I probably go to one or two VA facilities a week over the last 8 months. Tomorrow I'll be meeting with the VA secretary in Washington, D.C., to discuss issues of how we can improve the veteran experience. There's problems. We could talk problems. Certainly the CHOICE program has not worked as seamlessly as we would have expected. Certainly there's problems with the appeals process, but we need to work through those problems because our veterans have unique health care needs, and I think that the VA uniquely meets those. But sometimes the experience of some of our veterans is not a positive one, and we need to find the root causes of those and work with the VA on behalf of our veterans.
All right, so we all know that even after all this attention from the news media, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, there still are a lot of people who are languishing, people who are dying every year. Who's going to listen to you? You have all of the right information, but really and truly, Colonel Barnett, who's listening to you?
Well, obviously, if I've been invited to come to Washington, D.C. tomorrow to work with the secretary and his staff and a blue ribbon panel of experts who are looking at reforming the VA system, and I think we've made some strides. I think the VA today is a better VA than it was 5 years ago. And I think part of the reasons, one of the tools that I have found very helpful for me is a strategic analytical tool that the secretary has implemented that looks at critical areas. So when I go into a hospital, I'm able to quickly look at that report. I'm able to laser beam into areas that have low ratings. It's kind of like a report card, and as a retired educator, I like to make sure that we hold people accountable for their actions. So it allows me. And then if I find out that there's any case where the information is not correct and accurate, I guarantee you I'll be the greatest critic of the VA if I find that.
Well, criticism is one thing. Getting action is another. There have been lots of meetings. I just hope that you're going to do better here with them listening to you and some others than they have done, because it's obvious.
1 minute.
A lot of problems, scandals galore. And so a lot of veterans, as I think you suggested, have, they don't have any trust in this, but they need, and that's the other thing, and we only have about a minute left here. One of the things that bothers me more than anything else are the number of people, men and women in the service, who get dishonorably discharged because they're complaining about the service that they get, or they're complaining about their problems, and instead of fixing them, they get thrown out.
Well, I guarantee you the American Legion will strongly advocate on the part of the veteran. And that's the thing. Our government puts our service members in harm's way, and we need to do everything we can as a nation to protect them. And we will stand up for the rights of veterans, and we will advocate on their behalf to ensure that we take good care of them.
The head of the American Legion. Check out legion.org for more information.